NADBF. I like your school of thought. I kind of share it, like standardizing on most common and, you know, availability of calibers, right, like 223. That's everywhere. 9mm everywhere. 308s everywhere. But you got options too. Like I put together a 223 varmint rifle this past summer, and I hemmed and hawed forever. I'm like, God, 223, like that's not really a hunting round. I'm reading things. These guys that don't know what they're talking about, they're like, it's not inherently accurate. Blah blah blah. There's better rounds. And then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I can go to Ace Hardware and buy ammo. There's every single load under the sun from every manufacturer, so I'm bound to find a round that my gun loves, which fortunately I bought two different Hornady ones and it landed on the cheaper one. Second point, it's cheap to shoot. I can get 20 rounds of Varmint Express 55 grain V-Maxes for like $25. But I've been looking at 308s, but where I hunt down here, we're below the rifle line, so I can't use it for deer. I can't use it at night for coyotes, so it kind of falls in that weird spot again to where I'd have to go up north to shoot it. And then in my opinion, it's too big and too unforgiving to shoot long-range varmint with, because then if I miss, I'm risking skipping 150 grain, or more or slightly less bullet into the next property, which I don't want to do. But the 300 blackout, I was thinking as you were talking, you know, coon hunting, treed raccoons, that'd be an awesome round for it. It would put them down. Doing it with a 22 does not work well. And then I also don't want to rattle 5.56 up off into the sky. And then down south, I know they use it for pigs big time up in, like you were saying, in close quarters, because it's a really, realistically, if you're shooting 300 black, you're 100 yards and in.